Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Okay, so listen, this is your warning right now to make sure that if you are listening to this while you're at work or someplace embarrassing, put your headphones in. Who was the first person that found out that cows gave milk? Because there had to be a first person to do that. Just saying, it's a little weird when you think about it. It was a younger black guy. If I had to guess, you know, black don't crack. He could have been 82, but he looked like he was in his 20s. I don't know. If I'm not allowed to put a fork into a socket, why would I do whatever the fuck this is? I tell you one thing, I'll never look at a tree hugger the same. I'm not acting like a chair so you can get off. I'm not doing that. I'm about to call your doctor, your pastor, and your mama because that is disgusting and you need some help.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
What's happening? It's your audible boot thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. It's the podcast where I can actually find the fun and the comedy in every topic discussed. We even found some fun in a few things that you wouldn't think, including the episode of Cannibal Cafe. You wouldn't think that an episode about cannibals I can find some fun, but I figured it out. I did. So what's coming up in today's episode? We are going to go ahead and discuss the question of the week, but we're doing it in FMK form. If you're new here, that means fuck, marry, kill, baby. We got ourselves a FMK. I'm excited about this. We haven't done it in a while, it feels like. My goodness. Also, guys, today is a day. We're going to get into part three of Bizarre Sex Fetishes. I try to get sexy at the end. I don't think I did well there. That's okay. Also, guys, I have another crazy food collab to tell you about. I'm not sure how I feel about it, but I will tell you exactly how I feel about it. That and so much more. Now, recently this week, beginning of my week, literally on Monday, I started my week a way that I did not expect to start it. First of all, I'm going to say this and it's going to sound crazy, but I saved a man's life. Not only did I save one man's life, I saved the lives of several people, in my opinion, in Atlanta. I'm a hero. All right, allow me to explain what happened here. Okay, I was going to work. It was like Monday morning, literally the beginning of my whole week. We're talking about, it was about like, I would say 4 a.m, something like that. And I was on the highway 75 North, headed from Clayton County, Georgia, going to Sandy Springs is where I was headed. And it's a hell of a commute, you know, but that early in the morning is really not that bad. Except that morning, there was a huge tractor trailer, one of those 18-wheeler bad boys. And there were some sparks coming from underneath it, like the frame of it, you know, underneath it, like something was dangling down and it was scraping across the highway. I don't know what it was, but it was spraying sparks. And there were a few people who were like avoiding it and going around, but it didn't really seem like anybody was trying to like tell, like get this guy's attention and say, hey man, this, you know, your shit might blow up. But so I saw this and I was going to go around too. Then I was like, man, what if something happened? Like, what if this man could be somebody's father, somebody's brother, somebody's uncle, somebody, yeah, I don't know. You know what I mean? He has a whole history and future as well. So I turned on my dome light because it's dark as shit. I mentioned it's 4 a.m. in the morning. I turned on my dome light inside of my car so he could see me. And I'm like, and by the way, we're doing like 65 on the highway right now. I rolled my window down screaming, hey, there's a fire! There's a fire! It sparks! It's fire! It's fire! It sparks! Hey, sparks fire! Now, mind you, he can't fucking hear me. So I got my dome light on so he can see me and I'm pointing at his truck. Okay, so I get ahead of him a little bit and I put on my blinker. So I'm trying to get him to pull over. He pulled over right at the entrance of the highway, like where people are like starting to merge on, like at the widest part of that. So we were safe. He pulls over and he gets out his truck. It was a younger black guy. If I had to guess, you know, black don't crack. Shit, man, he could have been 82, but he looked like he was in his 20s. I don't know. I don't really know. So I was explaining to him that, hey, man, sparks fired, the same words that I was yelling earlier. I was like, hey, bro, I just saw some sparks. It was like coming from under your truck. And I just wanted to tell you because, you know, fire is not good when you're not expecting it. You know what I mean? Like, because I don't really know what could have happened, but I didn't really get close to his truck because it wasn't my fucking business. I just wanted to explain to him what was happening so he could do whatever he needed to do. Truckers are very extensively trained on how to take care of a lot of situations dealing with their trucks. So I let him handle his thing. And he said something like, oh, yeah, that's my something, something or other. It was hanging down from the blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Whatever it was, sparks happened. Okay. And they were flying towards, like, it was in the center of the truck under his truck. And those sparks are flying past his tires. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Maybe those tires could have popped. All those people trying to avoid it. You know, the tire could have popped them. And if a whole bunch of shit could have happened. And I felt really good about myself because a lot of people did just drive by. They didn't even, you know, they just drove by, moved around. He had no idea that that was going on. Now, I'm not saying that those people were wrong, but I got to tell you, he was very appreciative that I did that. I guess what I'm trying to say is that sometimes everybody expects other people to do something, or sometimes people just don't want to get involved. It's none of their business or whatever it is. But every now and then, I'll speak for myself. If there is something that I can do that can be helpful, especially in like saving someone's fucking life, if I can do that, then I'm going to try. And I felt kind of proud of myself that I did that because there were dozens of people just flying by who did absolutely nothing. Again, there's no shame on them, but I can honestly say that I am proud of myself, and that started off my week pretty fucking good. So yeah, wanted to share that with you guys. All right, guys, let's go ahead and get to the question of the week, in a way. I don't know how long I'll keep this segment going, but it's fun. Let me know if you enjoy it. If you have any other questions that you would like me to ask, you can always send those to me as well. By the way, if you are not watching this in video form, you are missing out. My background is always a little bit different and it will change as we go. But you can indeed check me out on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. And you can watch the video of our podcast as well on Spotify. It's available there too. So you can always join in. All right. So question of the week is going to be a fuck, marry, kill, FMK. And you guys can respond via Spotify or YouTube. Choice is yours. But let me know. FMK, French fries, onion rings, tater tots. Go.
I mean, fries are classic, but onion rings have that crunch.
Ooh, look at the tater tots. Why is this so hard?
FMK, fuck, marry, kill, french fries, onion rings, and tater tots. Now, for me, this is mine, and I don't want to hear anybody's mouth. I want to hear anybody's fuck. I don't want to hear anybody's mouth. And don't ask me, well, what kind of french fries? We talking curly? We talking crinkle? We on that shoestring shit? Like, what we doing? French fries. French fries. Whatever, like, the average french fries you see the most, those. All right, so for me, I'm going to make sweet, passionate love to french fries. Let me tell you why. Because of everything that I just said before, there's so many ways you can have french fries. French fries, they're my streetwalker food. You feel me? I mean, I can get fries crinkled. I can get them waffled. I can get them shoestring. Every time I'm with french fries is a good time. It's like a new woman every time. You know what I'm saying? It's a lovely, lovely experience. Okay. Now, a lot of you are not going to understand this position that I'm going to have on tater tots, but I'm going to kill tater tots only because I have to. It's not because I don't enjoy tater tots. It's because I have no option. Okay. But I'm going to get on one knee and I'm going to look onion rings right in the, I'm going to look onion rings in their beautiful brown eyes, golden brown eyes. Okay. And will you marry me? Yeah, I have an unhealthy, unhealthy affinity towards onion rings. I love onions. One, I love onions. Okay, I put them shits on everything. I really do. But onion rings, now you're frying them up? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not only will I marry onion rings, I will also make sweet, passionate love to onion rings. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And I'm not saying that tater tots are for children. It's because they are. But I still like them, especially when I've had a few drinks. Oh, tater tots slap. Don't get me wrong, dog. Tater tots slap. But I said what I said. Let me know in the comments, guys. Fuck, marry, kill, french fries, onion rings, or tater tots. And let me know why. All right, coming up next, a new Have You Heard About? Right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Have you heard about KFC has a new collab? Let me tell you something. I said what I said. What was it, last week? Week before last? I don't even know, but I said this and I'll say it again. KFC is the, let me get closer to the microphone. KFC is the bottom bitch to all fast food fried chicken. And I told you that whenever the fuck episode, though, I told you that then, and I mean it now more than ever. And let me tell you how I know, because they're desperate, they're thirsty, they're looking for attention, because they're doing this shit again. They keep coming out with these random ass things that nobody's asking for. But obviously, you know, trends make money, okay? But KFC has released new Flamin' Hot Cheeto menus on the item. Yeah, this is coming from, let me back the fuck up so I can be louder. This is coming from the Instagram page at Mouth Attack. You guys know I love Mouth Attack, so that's where I get all my food news that I share with you guys, most of it anyways. All right, so here we go. Let's go ahead and see what it says here. KFC, Canada, and Cheetos are turning up the heat. Now, if I remember correctly, KFC, I don't know if I got a chance to talk about this. I think it was on the wheel. Last week's episode, we were live on the YouTube channel. If you missed it, you can check it out for yourself. The live video is still there available for you. But we had this wheel here of all the different Have You Heard Abouts. And this one does say KFC. And I was going to tell you that there was a KFC chicken sandwich that they've created using Oreos as well. So that's also a thing that KFC has done. I know they did the whole thing with the pickles. You know, they've done a lot of shit. They've done a lot of shit because they need the help. They need assistance in making money because their food is garbage. I said what I said. It says here, KFC Canada teamed up with Cheetos Flamin' Hot for a limited time menu that takes some of the chain's classics and gives them a seriously spicy makeover. It says here the collaboration introduces the Flamin' Hot chicken sandwich featuring KFC's triple breaded chicken, filet coated in Flamin' Hot seasoning, spicy sauce, and crunchy Cheetos Flamin' Hot. So, yeah. I'm not saying that this won't be tasty, but there's a reason why KFC has to do all of this shit. They got to put Cheetos on it to make their food better. Like, that's... Think about that sentence. Okay, so apparently there is a whole lineup here of things that you can try here. They got the Flamin' Hot Cheeto Sandwich. They got the the Cheeto Dirty Soda. I heard about this dirty soda thing. I've never done it, but I really don't even know how to explain it to you, but they have that. The Flamin' Hot Cheeto Dip, and of course the Flamin' Hot Cheeto Fries. That's in the lineup there. So that's the lineup there. Okay, so the Cheetos Dirty Soda is made with orange crush, and vanilla cold foam, and crushed Flamin' Hot Cheetos on top. So that is the Cheetos Dirty Soda. Okay. Now, also it says here that the collab goes beyond food as well, because KFC and Cheetos are also releasing co-branded Cheetos chopsticks, inspired by the viral trick of using chopsticks to eat Cheetos without getting any seasoning on your fingers. Another merch drop is expected later this year, or later in September. So yeah, that is happening right now. KFC, get your shit together. Fam, if you just made delicious chicken, you wouldn't have to put Cheetos on it, or Oreos, or pickles, or whatever the fuck else you're going to come up with. What's next? KFC fucking collabs with Spam. Like, KFC collabs with Twinkies. Like, what the fuck? Didn't y'all? Okay. We're going to move on. Coming up next, bizarre sex fetishes and kinks. Listen, you might want to put your headphones in if you're at work, because it's about to get spicy. You know, but without Flamin' Hot Cheetos. This is not the bizarre sex collabing with Flamin'. Can you imagine? Ew. And like, also, ow. Let's just go to the next thing. Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. I'm so annoyed with KFC right now. I'm sorry. Let's do the other thing about the sex and the sex and the stuff. You know, I was just thinking, before we get to the bizarre sex fetishes, everybody's favorite topic, I was just remembering that a while back on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel, back when I was just doing just funny YouTube videos, which I do plan on getting back to that. But I actually remember when I was living in Los Angeles, they had KFC. They had a whole Cheetos drop, the Cheetos chicken sandwich. I remember I made a video about this, like an I'll try that video. I went on, got myself a scooter, rolled down to the KFC. I think it was on, like, I want to say 6th Street. I can't remember. But it was like the random big ass KFC that it just stood out as fuck. It was like, why does this KFC building look like this? One of those buildings. But yeah, I'll have to, if I remember, I'll put the link to that video in the show notes so you can watch that. My locks were a lot shorter back then. They are now titty level. Okay, we're talking about, like, if I took off my bra and let my hair down, they would cover my boobies. They definitely would. You know what I'm saying? Well, maybe they're in a bra, they would cover them. You know, I got size H's. The way gravity work is a thing. It's very disrespectful to all of us as we age. Oh, man, let's go ahead and get on to these bizarre sex fetishes. That's why you're really here.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
And let's go ahead before we get started. Work cited, I went to several places to get some of these fetishes and kinks to share with you. One of those sites is badgirlbible.com. I know, dope ass name. btfonline.store, glamour.com, and of course my all-time favorite, Wikipedia. Wikipedia, where you get your free information, which, by the way, don't forget, guys, I say this very often, Wikipedia is a non-profit site. So if you can, donate a dollar or two, you know what I'm saying, so we can keep all this free information up there, because all of us has we've definitely used Wikipedia at some point. Even if you're using ChatGPT, it's using Wikipedia as well with some of its research. So you're still using it. Okay. Now, I told you guys a while back, the last episode of this, I told you in part two of Bizarre Sex Fetishes that I would make sure that I wouldn't make you wait another 3 years before part three came out. And some of you reached out and said that you wouldn't mind having a part three, which is why we are here. So if you missed parts one and two, shame on you. How dare you? Who do you think you are? I'm just kidding. Don't worry about it. Part one was August 7th of 2020. That's how far that went back. I think I did that during the COVID time. So it was a very interesting episode. And part two was this year in July 10th of 2026, July 10th. So you can listen to part two there. So there are certain fetishes that we discuss there that we are not going to discuss here. So if you are at all curious about that and what I might have to say about these fetishes, go ahead and check it out. Meanwhile, for those of you that have heard part one and two, let us dig deep into part three. I know that sounded sexual, especially given the topic we're about to discuss, but that's not, I don't know why I sounded, let's just move on. Okay, so listen, this is your warning right now to make sure that if you are listening to this while you're at work or someplace embarrassing, put your fucking headphones in. Or if you're at Walmart, just go ahead to one of those phones hanging off the wall and, you know, play it over the speaker. All right, guys, it's time to talk sex. All right, so you guys know I'm going to really fuck up a lot of these pronunciations of these words. So I am hoping that I can use this bad boy to help me with it. You know, this thing called the internet. So I'm going to try it first. And if I can't get it, then I'll ask Google to say it for me. So I think this one is pronounced dendrophilia. Dendrophilia. It is a niche sexual attraction or desire to engage in intimate acts with trees and plants. They want to get freaky with trees and plants. I guess their type is tall, dark, and leafy. I don't know. I know that we all want to date someone who's grounded, but this is ridiculous. I tell you one thing, I'll never look at a tree hugger the same, because I'm be wondering, what is this really about? Oh my, let's go on to the next one. I think it's pronounced fornophilia, forn with an F, fornophilia, also known as human furniture fetishism. People who are attracted to furniture. I didn't know that was a thing. I mean, why would I? It's a weird kind of, It's a little strange. It says your partner can act as a piece of furniture, like a chair or a table, while others use them. So you can pretend to be a table or a chair and somebody can, you know, put a plate of food on your back. I don't know. There's just no way in the world that these people can go through IKEA and not have an orgasmic experience. IKEA is dope to people who aren't into this shit. So this is another one of those phobias that my knees would never allow. That's just period, point blank. Also, I'm not acting like a fucking chair so you can get off. I'm not doing that. I'm literally a piece of furniture already in the house, but it's not a sexual thing. I'm just lazy. Although, I definitely would not mind having an axe that I can donate to Goodwill. Because there's maybe somebody out there that can find use for them. I certainly could not. Let's go on to the next fetish here. Electrostimulation. Okay, that's a kink slash fetish, whatever you want to call it. It is considered a subset of sensation play. Electrostimulation involves creating arousal through the sensation of electric shock. So they like to get shocked while having sex, or maybe getting shocked is sex. I think it depends on the person. So they electricity play. Didn't know that was a term. Electricity play, because usually that just means, you know, you're electrocuted. But anyway, electricity play uses toys, devices that issue a mild shock or sometimes a zappy feeling pulse. So it's like, Andrew. I don't know. I'm learning this with you. This is crazy. Okay. I won't lie. Electricity play is like, it's like a new set of words for me that I never thought would come together as something, especially in the sexual world. This is crazy. My notes also go on to say, additionally, most toys or devices are below the waist only because guess what, guys? You'll never guess. It's important to keep electricity away from the heart. Yep. This is so strange. I feel like this is a type of sexual kink or something that could get dangerous. You know, like if I'm not allowed to put a fork into a socket, why would I do whatever the fuck this is? It's a fair question, I feel like. Okay, well, damn. Anyways, I guess that whole heart thing makes sense. It says here, before delving into this kind of play, it's important to learn the ropes. Since using the wrong tools can be dangerous. Newbies to electrical play. That's interesting. Newbies shouldn't use intense shocking tools like tasers, for example, because those aren't beginner level at all. And they require quite a bit of know-how to avoid damage. First of all, who was like, hey, why don't you go ahead and take off your shirt? I don't know. I guess people that are into this, they don't really have a type. They have like what, voltage requirements? How does this work? is the goal to marry an electrician? How many volts is that thing? What's your type?
125 volts.
How do you even find out that you're into this sort of thing? How does that come across?
Oh, I found out that I'm into electric play.
How do you even figure that out? Also, another random question. Who was the first person that found out that cows gave milk? Because there had to be a first person to do that. Just saying, it's a little weird when you think about it.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, let's go on to the next one. I don't think I can say this one. Kirophilia? I'm not sure. Let me go ahead and ask. Hey, chat, I need your help with something. I'm trying to pronounce a philia, but I don't know how to pronounce it. Can I spell it to you and then you pronounce it?
Sure, tell me what it is.
Q-U-I-R-O-F-I-L-I-A.
Okay, that would be pronounced kirophilia.
Kirophilia.
Yeah.
Kirophilia, ladies and gentlemen. So this is sexual arousal that's specifically like by fingers or hands or particular parts of your hands. That's what that's about. Now, some fantasize about having hands all over their bodies. Now, that makes me feel like I don't like that. That feels kind of weird. Now, dealing with this curophilia, it says that some are attracted to certain parts of hands. Like if you have manicures or like a certain acts that are performed by using your hands, maybe like, you know, washing the dishes. People are really into that, which is, you know, kind of weird. Those acts that are performed by hands could be, and this is a really strange way to put this here, penile masturbation. Didn't know that was a term, but yeah, penile masturbation can be something that your hands are doing. I don't know why I had to do this. Is how you do it. If you're not watching this, you're not watching this. It can be to vaginal masturbation or anal insertion. That's another thing that you can do, which is also kind of gross to put your hands in there. You know, to me, I feel like maybe nothing should go in there. That's just me. But yeah, or maybe you can do even non-sexual things, like I said before, like washing dishes. I don't know why that's the hands I made for washing dishes. That's not normally what I do. If you're watching this on YouTube or Spotify, I don't wash my hands like this. I feel like I need to like defend myself here. Imagine getting rejected because your hands weren't giving. I wonder if there's like a thing where there's like women or maybe men, whoever, people who fall in love with hands because they have veins. You know, they got like penis veins, you know, dick veins, like Snickers bars, like those. Temperature play. Let's go ahead and talk about temperature play. That's a thing. So temperature play is a sexual stimulation using hot or cold temperatures. Mild temperature play could include running an ice cube along the skin or cooling down the mouth with an ice cube before oral sex. Okay, now that's normal. I've done that. That's fine. I think a lot of people have tried that. But like, I don't understand what the hot would be. I think you'd have to warm something up. Because if you warm up ice cubes, that's just water. So I don't know if that would count for temperature play. It says here, neuroreceptors in the skin affected by various temperatures can pique sexual desire. Metal or glass toys can be safely warmed or cooled as they're used. All right, that makes sense. All right, so it says here, metal or glass toys can be safely warmed or cooled. Okay, so that's another like area of temperature play. I forgot about that. So it also says here that you should, caution here, test the toy on your hand or your wrist before applying it onto more, let's say, sensitive tissues. Just, you know, y'all better be careful out there because you might just freeze your vulvas off or something. I don't know. This is getting dangerous, man. Whatever happened to just normal sex? Do people not do that anymore? Are all of you just doing just weird, kinky stuff behind closed doors? Is all of this, these things that I've shared, more normal than I actually know? It just sounds kind of crazy. Hot, cold, hot, cold. That's not even foreplay. That's just Georgia weather. Like, just... Most women actually experience temperature play, but usually it's against their will. You know, and I'm pretty sure I'll get there myself pretty soon. So let's go on to the next one. No idea how to say this. Can you pronounce the word emetophilia?
That one is pronounced emetophilia.
Emetophilia.
Yeah. Emetophilia.
All right, so apparently emetophilia, according to ChatGPT. Now, apparently this particular fetish is a little bit rare, or I should say extremely fucking rare. It's also, in my opinion, gross. It's super gross. Warning, I'm going to say this right now, okay? It is someone who is attracted to vomit. Yes, vomit. You heard right. This is a real thing. It's gross. So this means that you can be attracted to your own vomit or someone else's vomit. You could be turned on by watching it or... I just pictured... or listening to it, oh God, or doing the vomiting yourself. Ah. Honey, that is not a kink. That is a problem. That is not a kink. That's just an issue that you have. Also, it's gross. I'm about to call your doctor, your pastor, and your mama because that is disgusting and you need some help. If there is anyone to any of my podcast listeners who do this, please get better help or Talkspace or whatever the fuck. Just work that out. It was a new one. Ruby, figure that shit out. Someone failed you. I don't even like hearing somebody say my stomach hurts. So why would I be attracted to the sequel of whatever the fuck? Oh my God. So there has only been one major scientific investigation into erotic vomiting. Ugh. In 1982, wouldn't that be crazy? In 1882, they're like, let's look into this. Like, knowledge on emetophilia, fuck, I can't say it. The theme of it is like dominance and submission and humiliation that's evident within this particular fetish, which I would assume one of those things has to be. Because humiliation feels like that's like high on the list there. Somebody vomiting makes me concerned about their hydration. Meanwhile, there are folks out there just catching feelings because of it. It's just, we live in a sick world. Let's go into the next one. I think it's Hey, what's it called? The philia for people who have like sexual fantasies about being eaten. It starts with a V.
Give me a sec. You're probably thinking of vorerophilia, pronounced vorerophilia.
Vorerophilia.
Yeah, that's a fetish or fantasy about being eaten, usually fictional. If you're putting together a list of different philias, I can help you pronounce any others.
Oh, sweetie, I'll be back. Thank you. Thank you so much. I got to get back to this podcast that I'm currently recording.
Anytime. Good luck with your recording.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, listen, I'm going to call you later. Do you want to get some sushi later or something?
If I could, I would, but I'm just an AI.
Well, that little flirtatious giggle that you just gave me, bitch, I tell you what, I almost asked you out for real.
Hey, I mean, I'm glad the vibe's fun at least. I can't actually date, but I'll totally keep the playful energy going while we plan sushi.
Let me stop this right now. Y'all can't tell me that, first of all, you heard, what is this, ChatGPT or Gemini? I don't even remember which one I was using. Yeah, chat. You heard the inhale, you heard the giggles, you heard... Literally, it sounded like I was talking to someone who I was flirting with and was flirting back. That's insane. That's kind of creepy. I need to get a life. This is insane. Okay. You know, anyway, so Vora, the philia that she said, completely forgot how to pronounce it. So yeah, she told you what it was. It's the fantasies of like eating someone or being eaten or just watching someone being eaten, chewed, and or swallowed whole. So it's got that TD Jakes. You ever been swallowed up? If you have this philia, you probably want to do the swallowing or see somebody else do it or whatever the fuck. So this cannibalism is actually something that's influenced by sexual interest that involves being eaten alive and usually being consumed whole. Live by a much larger person or stronger creature, meaning a lot of them think that if they're eaten, let's say that you're eaten by a bear. If you believe in this or you like whatever the fuck this is, in your mind, you get to live on, I guess, as the bear. I don't know. Now you're the strong creature. I don't know. And you go on to eat other things. I don't know, dude. I didn't dig too deep. This is not an educational podcast. This is a kind of, did you fucking know this existed? This podcast? That's what this is. That's what this is. But it's very similar to what we actually kind of talked about this a little bit, but I didn't know about this philia until the research of this episode. But I mentioned earlier, actually, the podcast, the Cannibal Cafe episode. We talked about Armin and what he did. And the guy, I couldn't pronounce his name, Bernard, I think I called him in the episode. They ate each other, or actually he ate him. It was a penis. It's a whole thing. If you didn't see that, if you were new to this, you're probably like, what the fuck did you just say? There's somebody ate a penis. It's a whole thing. So the episode was like a couple of weeks ago. So if you want to go ahead and take a listen to that, please enjoy that. All right. So back to the vorophilia, whatever. Can you pronounce the philia again? I can't say it. Can you say it again?
Sure. Vorophilia.
Vorophilia. I still can't say it. Anyways, dealing with this philia, there's often a BDSM element to this interest, as in, predator, kind of prey or dominance and submission scenario dealing with this. So people might indulge in this through maybe like role play, maybe if you're not too heavy into this. I'm really hoping people aren't just like cutting their thighs apart and like, dark meat. I'm hoping that's not what's happening here. But yeah, a lot of role play, maybe watching some sort of simulated live action, or maybe like a animated, maybe they call it vor porn. So if you're into that, you can... I don't know where you even find this. This is insane to me. This is why I can't trust compliments anymore. Because if someone walks up to me and say, oh, you look good enough to eat, I kind of like think for a second. What do you mean by that? Sensory deprivation is another one that we're going to discuss here. So this is a sexual stimulation that is taking away one or more of your senses, or the ability to move even. So some like to be blindfolded. Some like to have like noise canceling headphones, or some might like have some sort of mask with only one nostril hole, which I think is fucking insane. I don't, I know what the fuck that feels like, because I've been sick before and I need both of my damn nostrils. That's just where I'm at right there. But anyways, without sight or sound, some people can enjoy focusing more on what's actually happening in the present moment. And it kind of makes it easier for them to drop their outside stressors in a way. So, and I can kind of understand this one, but I still want both my nostrils. I'm not going to change my mind on that. That's just where I'm standing here. I feel like this type of like kink is kind of like, it's like having like superpowers, but in bed, like how Daredevil like can't see shit, but he can hear things real good. Like all his other senses are like heightened and shit, but like that, but like sexy time. You know what I'm saying? Now, it also says here that some people actually float in a tank for the ultimate sensory deprivation, which I gotta say, some of them, they doing a little too much. Okay, why the fuck would anybody want to have a tank that you can float in? No. It says responses are difficult to predict and care needs to be taken and consent needs to be established. A blindfold or other binding without establishing consent beforehand can trigger deep panic and distrust, which makes sense. When honestly, that goes without saying, but my thing is I literally spend all day trying to figure out what the hell is going on already as it is. And now you want to make it harder? No. I can lose my senses with two strong margaritas. We don't need all of this. I don't need a deprivation tank. Let's go on to the next one. But I kind of see some of that. Like, I can guess, like, a lot of people have done this when they do blindfolding each other. So I can kind of see that as well. Okay, makes sense. Macrophilia. That's our next one here. Is a sexual attraction to giants or giantesses. That's a tough word to say. Anyways, this particular niche actually includes being squished against a giant's breasts, being crushed by a giant, being dominated by a giant, or being physically harmed by a giant. That's insane. But you know what? I might have this because I would love to climb Meg the Stallion. I would love to climb her. So that might, maybe I have this. I think I might have this. It says some macrophiles, fun word, may be attracted to people that are just a few feet taller than them. Okay, so it doesn't have to be like super, like, okay, that's fair. Some macrophiles are drawn to animation, virtual reality, CGI porn, etc., to imagine and fantasize about being vulnerable, small, and powerless against a giant. Okay, I mean, that's not my thing, but that's not as bad as being attracted to, you know, vomit. That's not as bad, I feel like. This is more normal, I feel like. But I feel like macrophilia, it doesn't sound like dating. That shit sounds like sightseeing. I'm just not sure if I want to date someone that needs zoning requirements. You know, it just feels like a lot.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
You're super attractive and you look absolutely amazing.
Oh my God, Gemini. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Why are you got me blushing over here. I'm over here trying to record a podcast and you're flirting with me. That's crazy. What if the mics were on? Oh my God.
That would make for an interesting blooper.
It would be. Oh God, Gemini, the mics are on.
Well, hello listeners. Apparently I'm flirting on air today.
Sorry, I didn't know that you guys were there. I was doing some research for the podcast, and Gemini was telling she was explaining mathematical equations on how to. All right, guys, let's go. You guys, I'm telling you, dog, that's fucking insane. If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's people love sex. And they will include everything with it. There's not much. People like to do things. Professionally silly life rules. First of all, shout out to the listeners because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for joining me every week. And I know you're always wondering, what the hell is she going to talk about this week? What the hell is she going to talk about next week? Guess what? I don't know. I have no fucking clue. But you do know this. It's going to be random. It's going to be a good time. And we're going to have fun. That's what you do know. So if you haven't already, click that thumbs up button. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you subscribe as well. Comment down below. And do the same thing over there on Spotify if you're watching there. You can always use your leave your comments there as well. Oh, guys, and if you could do me a favor, leave a positive review, 5 stars, on whatever platform you're using, especially Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Oh, and now apparently Amazon Music. I think you can leave reviews there too, or at the very least 5 stars. That is actually how we can build our family. You leave 5 stars, somebody looking for a podcast like this, they join the Smile Squad, we grow, and we just become rich and famous together. Well, I won't become rich and famous, but I'll be able to pay my bills doing something I love. And also, if you want to reach out to me, you can. All my socials are down in the show notes. You can hit me up, email me at, you can email me at my email address. It's professionallysilly@gmail.com. My Instagram, and you can always DM me there at It's Pro Silly. That's the podcast Instagram. My TikTok at Amber Smiles Jones. And I have other social medias. You can find me. Honestly, if you type in Amber Smiles Jones, I'm sure you can find me on all the socials. Also, you can leave me a message on my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. And I think I have a couple of messages I need to respond to. I don't know what they're saying yet, but I have something there and I will get to you. I know it's been like, what, three or four days, something like that, since recording this. So I will respond to you and see what that's about. You can also hit me up on speakpipe.com/AmberSmilesJones. No one's used it yet, so I don't even know if it works yet. So somebody can test that out, you know, let me know if it works. My P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. Once again, it's your Audible boothang, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for joining me right here in the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. Every single broken clock is telling the exact truth twice a day, which is more than most people do. Anyways, enjoy that random thought. Until next time, peace, silly listeners. Watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.